So where are we, in addition to being nervous, after the collapse of two banks over the weekend? There are questions today about whether the Fed should continue to raise interest rates to fight inflation, given that at the heart of the Silicon Valley Bank collapse was the bank's dependence on government bonds, whose value dropped as the interest on them rose. There are also questions as to why regulators didn't pick up on that, and questions about the role of the crypto world in the collapse of Signature Bank. Now, former Congressman Barney Frank, who's on the board of Signature, says that bank was seized by New York regulators because it had a lot of deposits from the crypto industry. He said it wasn't contagion or fear, and he implied he doesn't think the seizure is fair, although he thinks there should be more regulations. Sheila Bair is former chair of the FDIC. They back banks. Welcome, Chairman Bair.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And let's take that first question about interest rates first, because you have been speaking out about this. You don't feel the Fed should continue to raise those rates, even if it's to fight inflation.
Well, I think they should hit pause and assess. I'm an inflation hawk. I've been wanting to normalize interest rates since 2010. I have been a very strong critic of this extended period of accommodative monetary policy. I think they do need to hit pause and assess what the impact is and going to be on both the financial sector and the economy. So yeah, hitting pause doesn't necessarily mean you can't tighten later, but I think it would be prudent to hit pause right now.
Well, but banks aren't falling left and right.
No, they're
and
not.
And this bank in particular, we are told by every financial expert, had too little diversity in where they were putting their money. They were in these treasury bonds, and the interest rates rose on the bonds,
right.
And as they tried to sell them, they were losing value, and
right.
That's what spread the panic.
So I agree. I think the Silicon Valley Bank was an unusual situation. They had heavily invested in long-term fixed-rate government-backed securities right before the Fed started to raise rates. Not very smart. So I do think that is unusual. And I do think, yes, overall, the banking system is stable and well-capitalized. And the vast majority of community banks and regional banks are just fine. So people need to keep their heads. I think the biggest fear we should have is fear itself. That said, it would be prudent. I think it's prudent to just stress test these banks, all of them, large and small. If they had to sell these securities quickly and not hold them to maturity, do they have the capital to withstand those losses? And if they don't, make them raise some more capital.
Okay, well, you've been talking about stress testing banks, making sure that they have capital. And that brings us, of course, to the 2018 rollback of some of the requirements that were in Dodd-Frank.
Right.
This was the legislation that was passed after the housing crisis that you're very familiar with, which required banks to have capital. Barney Frank, whose name is on the legislation, Dodd-Frank, that was rolled back, he was one of those in 2018 who thought that easing some of those restrictions was okay. He still feels that that's not what impacted what happened here.
Well, he's right on Signature Bank. That really wasn't the problem. And I think we do need more clarity around Signature Bank because, yeah, they're kind of being, it's kind of being conflated with Silicon Valley, but it was a different type of bank.
Let's talk about that. Barney Frank, who's on the board, is saying that Signature is completely different, that
right.
When the state regulators, New York state regulators, seized Signature Bank, it was, he said, to send a message about crypto. What
yeah.
are your concerns about crypto and banks?
Right. So I don't think banks should be investing in crypto, and I don't think Signature Bank was investing in crypto. Signature Bank did have a number of crypto firms. Full disclosure, I'm on the board of one of those firms that did business with Signature, and they kept their cash deposits there. Okay. So I do think that's an important point. There are a number of let's call it a distributed ledger technology firm, a blockchain firm, and others were keeping money at Signature.
But Chairman Bair, even this is going to be, I think, surprising to some people. When the first bank collapsed, there was a lot of crowing of, see, this is why we don't use centralized regulated banks, because
right.
we're crypto. And then we find
That's
out.
That's right, right.
Right. And then we hear that some of these crypto companies are putting millions of real dollars in a bank like Signature. When these companies are in effect acting like banks in the way that they're, overseeing buying and selling of Bitcoins, and they're unregulated. We think of FTX.
Yeah.
When these companies fail, that money disappears. As someone who I know is so conscious about, you know, backing up these companies, right? Are you concerned about that, that a company that deals in crypto is putting cash in a centralized bank and that company may fail?
So here's a couple things. The company where I'm on the board is regulated. It's a regulated trust by the New York DFS. So I guess that's number one. So some of them are regulated. The money, I believe, that was going into Signature Bank, you come to a stablecoin issuer and give them a dollar, and they give you a stablecoin, a digital representation of that dollar. That dollar then has to be put someplace safe. Some need to be put in bank accounts. Mm-hmm. There are only a couple of banks that did that business. Signature was one. Silvergate was the other. And I think what Barney Frank is saying is that, and I don't know if this is true, I've heard this as speculation, that there was a motivation to try to eclipse the stablecoin business by closing Signature. I don't know if that's true or not.
The other thing that Barney Frank is saying, he thinks there needs to be strengthened regulations on crypto. Do you agree?
Oh, I have for a long time.
Yeah.
Yes. I think there needs to be a federal regulatory framework. Look, I fear now, after FTX, there seems some sense the regulators just want to shut it all down. And I think you do need to distinguish between the technology and some of the nonsense that's going on with speculation and illicit activity, et cetera. The broader point is the technology has socially useful functions. And I think it's important for the regulators not to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Sheila Bair, former chair of the FDIC, author of the children's book series Money Tales. Chairman Bair, Sheila, thank you so much.
Sure, I've enjoyed it.